Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here was our assignment from yesterday. I think we have a little voice inside us that will guide us. It may be God, I don't know. But I think that if we shut out all the noise and clutter from our lives and listen to that voice, it will tell us the right thing to do. Well, that kind of covers it, doesn't it? Today, find several times to shut out all the noise and clutter and listen to that still small voice. Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, indeed.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Michael in California.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Sherry. I love that quote, and I've been noticing recently a lot of that noise and clutter that was referred to in the quote, and feels like more internal noise and clutter than external, and it just, you know, it just feels like old karma kind of cycling around, and it seems that my practice is to just do my practice. And it just comes back to that conversation about undulations and that my job is to just keep doing what I'm doing and focused on being present and sort of recognizing that I don't have control over those voices, and yet my opportunity to direct the attention is what I have access to.
Mm-hmm. So with that, noticing the undulations, that's very helpful because that's a good way of looking at karma, isn't it? So you're going along and you're doing your practice, and there's kind of a normal level of noise and clutter, and then it's interesting that as the undulation heads you down. Right, you're headed down for the trough, everything gets louder and busier and wilder and crazier, right? Probably in, is it inverse proportion to the level of energy that is available to a person, because so much of the energy is going to the increased presence of karma.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't quite follow that. So the it's an inverse relationship between the...
Well, we would think that when the karma gets big, comes at you, it gets really loud,
yes,
and noisy, that would,
yes,
be kind of the, on the upswing. But it isn't. It's on the down. It's on the down low, right? Because there's less energy, and so the karma seems, is, who knows, bigger, more forceful, more pressing, able to grab your attention more. As you
I see.
Have, yeah, as you're headed down the slope.
I see. So as the practice energy or whatever that is undulates or goes down, then the voices seem bigger, but it may just,
yep,
be the same clutter that it always was.
Yes. Yes, and that when you're on the upswing, you have a lot more energy, you feel good, whatever karma is there isn't really that troubling to you.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Right? And so that's what makes your point so important. Our job is not to be concerned about any of that. We can know it because it's helpful to know, in the same way the car doesn't steer as well when the tires are flat. that's good information to have. So we can know what the downside and the upside of the undulation does. But the point that you made is our job is the same regardless of what's happening. So I don't give up when I'm on the downside and I don't have a lot of strength or energy, it feels like, and everything's coming at me, I don't give up. I don't go unconscious and think, oh, everything is fine now, I don't need to pay attention, when there's lots of energy on the crest side of the duality. Our job is exactly the same. Stay present. Notice whatever mm-hmm. is there. Drop it. Come back here. Drop it. Come back here. Drop
yeah.
it. Come back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just makes me wonder, what is it that's undulating? And maybe I'm trying to figure it out. It's just interesting to watch, because it almost feels like the karma is stronger. And what you're suggesting is that there are just maybe the karma is just what it is, and that my energy or presence or willingness undulates. Is that what you're pointing
yes.
at?
Yes. Well, it's one of those where we may never know.
Although uh-huh.
I will tell you that I have observed over time that it does feel that it's a matter of energy. When I have
uh-huh.
access to all of the energy animating the form, there's one life experience. When it's being interfered with by a story, by circumstances, by beliefs or assumptions, that sort of thing, when the energy is less available, there's a different kind of life experience. So
uh-huh.
for me in this, the main point is still yours. Our job is exactly the same, whatever is going on.
And the
importance of this undulation business is to break the conditioned belief that because of this, I need to that. Because
uh-huh.
I feel this way, because this is happening, because the story is this, because that means I need to go to this karmic reaction.
Uh-huh.
And what we're practicing in practice is, regardless of content, regardless of circumstances, our practice is to stay here.
Yes, regardless of content, regardless of circumstances, our practice is to stay here.
Yes.
Even if I don't want to and I don't feel like it.
That's exactly right. Boy, if nothing else comes out of the undulation, this whole undulation thing, if people get that, that's the whole deal. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter how I feel. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. It doesn't change
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. And the last
All
thing
right.
I want to say before I go
uh-huh.
is I just love being in the queue. I love queue practice, whether I get on or I wait for several months to get on. It's just really wakes me up, keeps me alive. It's great.
Yes, yes, yes. If you just said it again. Regardless of content, regardless of circumstances, right? Your practice
yeah.
is to show up and stay here. That's
yeah.
it. Very good.
Great. Thank you, Sherry.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Ashwini. Bye.
Thanks, Michael. The part that I picked up on in that conversation, Sherry, is that feelings are also undulations. And that, in other words, feelings are mental activity, and so they undulate like all mental activity.
Yes. Yes. Right. Oh, what a great point. And if we get involved in that,
mm-hmm.
then, if we get involved in that, then we're going to be following those undulations rather
mm-hmm.
than approaching everything that goes on with us the way we approach the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Now, not that people can't get very upset about the weather, because
yes.
they can. There's an entire channel, right, on television devoted to everything the weather is doing. Yeah, but it's
yeah.
the weather. It doesn't have to determine anything about my life.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I actually meant to say was more what we were talking about earlier, that ego is content. Well, feelings are ego, and so feelings are also content. That's why
yes.
we can operate independent of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We can be present to them.
Yes.
But they don't dictate our life experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Beth now in Arizona for a couple weeks.
Moving around the country.
Yes, exactly.
All right, what's going on in Arizona?
Well, it's exactly those kinds of things that I'm just noticing. I'm kind of in a crest and a trough at the same time. And I didn't know that was possible, but it kind of is. And just saying that, actually, I'm wondering if the trough is really real. Let's put it that way. So I have content around coming out and helping my parents with surgery and things like that. And what I'm finding is that the quieter I am, the less I listen to what the quote talked about, the turmoil and the whatever, I can't remember now. It's been 5 minutes, but I can't remember. But anyway, the less I listen to that, the less that actually comes out of my mouth, too. And that really supports not just listening to the internal small voice, but to what's going on around me that I can hear that I'm not caught in a story about, so that I can hear it as clearly as possible. I don't know if that's making sense.
Well, Beth, if I'm with you, this feels really important. When one is caught in a conversation and conditioned mind, then that tends to be what we say.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
it's determining how we're interacting with people. And that, of course, then it also determines what we hear, what we see. It's creating our reality.
Yeah.
When you're present, when you're listening to the still small voice, what you say, what you hear is very, very different. I mean, what you hear from others is very different. And your ability to stay present and not get hooked into, caught up in anything conditioned mind is doing or anybody else is doing. So your whole reality changes.
Oh, that is spot on. That's exactly what I'm experiencing. And, you know, I can see how conditioning wants to call that, oh, wow, you're just doing so great, and look at you, and, you know, all of this kind of stuff.
You should tell people about this.
Right.
You should tell your parents how great, because they might not have noticed how great you're doing.
So, yeah, exactly. But it really is that place of not being attached to the crest either, as a place of then sitting back and just letting conditioning take that over, too. It really is a
precisely
place of staying right there and just going, And then what's now? You know, I just want to be present for now.
Yes. And that's so most people, I would say, come to awareness practice from a trough.
Yeah.
And almost nobody comes to spiritual practice on a crest. In fact, almost nobody stays with practice during a crest.
Yeah.
And so what you're seeing is the critical aspect, because a crest leads to a trough, which leads to a crest, which leads to a trough, which leads to a crest, and we can see that everywhere in our lives, throughout our lives, if we pay attention. So if we realize that that's not going to lead us anywhere except to the next crest or the next trough, then that's how karma maintains itself. Now what you're saying, what Michael was saying, what we're doing is staying with the still small voice. We can be aware of karma pulling in this direction or that direction. We know what conditioned mind is trying to get us to buy into, and we are just listening, present here in the quiet for life's guidance.
Yeah, that's it. One
other little sentence on that. The thing that is so, we can't do it for this reason, But that's the only time life is actually going to work, in the sense that that we know it's possible for us to have a particular life experience. That's the only time we're ever going to have it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I think I'm finally putting my finger on the quality of it for me, mm-hmm. is having clarity and clean, I'm going to say cleanness, but that doesn't really make sense. But, well, it's just, and it's not clarity about content. It's just clarity about, I'm here. You know, it's just clarity about.
It's seeing without object.
Yeah.
Loving without object. It's clarity not about anything. It's just clarity.
Yeah, that's it. And it feels clean. I don't want to say feels, because feels may have a certain tone in our practice, but it just there's a cleanness about it. There's just such a, it's that simplicity that we talk about in the daily recollection, right?
Yes.
The joy of
simplicity. Right. That's a different, getting rid of a different kind of clutter, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Not cleaning your closets.
Yes.
Or not having anything is a way of finding simplicity, but it's getting that clean clarity.
Yes.
Very, very simple.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so thrilled to share that this morning.
I'm thrilled to hear it.
Yes, thank you both.
All right, enjoy.
Thanks, Beth. Sherry, I'm getting a couple of messages that say that you don't sound that way to me, but that you're moving in and out, that you're cutting out a little bit. I don't know if that's universal, but I have received two messages so far about that.
Well, golly gee. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite know what to do. I have not moved a muscle. so it's one of those places. Mm. But
well, let's bring on another caller and see if
maybe it's kind of, it can be a attention awareness game of filling in the blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What would the missing word be in that sentence?
Yes.
Now, I'm sorry. I should be in great cell area, and I just don't know.
All right. How about we hear from our next caller and find out?
Okay.
Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
Okay, let me try someone else. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
This is Esther.
Oh.
We can't hear you.
This is Esther.
We cannot. Well, we can tell that there is a voice there, but it's really strobing in, so that whatever is being said isn't comprehensible.
Well, I don't know what's going on tonight, but maybe
you
should. It's better to take somebody else then on the call.
No, you're clear as a bell now.
Oh, I hope I can keep hearing you, because you're dropping a little bit for me. This is Esther, by the way. Sorry.
Hello, Esther. Let's do our best, shall we?
Yeah, okay. Wow, where to start? Yesterday was a very intense day on various levels, and I came back from what's the word in English? An uncle of mine had passed, so I came back from the
memorial service,
thank you. Mm-hmm. And lots of things had happened when I was there, and I was really practicing just being there and having an open heart and also being there for my elderly father and watching what was going on with the chatter in my head. And at a certain point, a faraway like cousin that I haven't seen in ages, was telling me how she had just visited him. And I said something, oh, how wonderful that you were able to see him. And I didn't mean anything else than how wonderful I thought it was that she was, you know, that she had had the opportunity to speak with him just before he passed. And then she started a conversation how difficult it must be for me because of blah, blah, blah. She was referring to our deceased son. And I just went, I said, all I'm saying is that I think it's wonderful that you were able to see him and, you know, be with him. That's all. And that was it. And I was very calm about it because that is all I meant to say. I wasn't thinking about our deceased son in that way or comparing it with one or the other, nothing. But later, man, I was attacked by, oh, how I didn't belong in this family because blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm on to you. I'm not going to believe it. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. And I was just coming back to the breath, you know, practicing that and just being there and looking out for my father. And at a certain point, it was time to go. The trip back home was pretty rough because of weather and other conditions. I came home, dropped my father off, and I was, you know, physically pretty drained, but I thought, I'm still here. I'm here. We came home safely. I'm so thankful that I was able to go to that memorial service and to be with my father there. And there was a sense also that I faced something that I thought was difficult in advance, but I did it because I wanted to face my fear. And then something just really just dropped in, was like, it was, you know, hours before dinner, but I was like, well, let's get some soup started. So I just started chopping up the veggies, and I was like, huh, I wonder how they do this at the monastery. Is this how they, you know, with all the awareness, chop the veggies and then just keep on, even if I notice, oh, I have this memorial service going by, bring the attention back to the veggies. And I just kept on doing that. I know I'm going into a lot of detail. I know I'm going into a lot of detail, but it was such an intense.
Big.
Yeah, it was
big.
So profound. Yeah, it was big. And then,
a picture for you of how practice is able to care for you.
Yes, but this is the biggest. This isn't over yet. I sat down waiting for the soup to, you know, do its thing, and I sat down to have a cup of tea. And I heard the front door opening at an unusual time. My husband came home, and I was like, wow, this is pretty early. So I didn't say anything, and he just sort of, as casual as possible, asked me how the memorial service had been. And I was like, oh, it was fine. And I'm just looking at him like, you know, I didn't say anything. And then he told me, I got notice that my mom was taken to the hospital. And I couldn't believe it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the whole time that I was driving to the memorial service, I was thinking of your mother and how I wanted to stop by to see her. But I knew it wouldn't work, you know, in the circumstances. And so he said, I'm going to change clothes and I'm leaving for the hospital. And I was able to say to him, I said, well, I just made some soup. And I have some other food. It will just take me a few moments to put it on the plate. Would you not like to eat first? And I'm going with you. And he looked at me in surprise. He goes, are you sure you want to go with me after today? I said, yes, I'm going to be here for you. And you can have some soup if you want. So he was able to have soup because I listened to what dropped in. This was not me planning how to make a soup and all that, but that happened. So I was able to, I was able to go with him in the car all the way back. It was a long, really long drive, terrible weather, to be there with him to visit his mom in the hospital. And the whole time I was just breathing and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
This is why we practice, Esther.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. This is why we practice. And this is why we want to listen to the still small voice, right? That little gentle urging that says, make soup.
Yeah.
Why? You know, you don't know why you're making soup, but it just seems like the thing to do because you had that urging. You make the soup, and there you are, and you're ready, because you're ready to go with your husband and support him because you didn't spend the entire day listening to voices go on and on about everything that was wrong with everybody and with you and with the world. And yeah.
Yeah.
Huge, isn't it?
Yes, very huge, and so much gratitude, so much gratitude. I mean, I just woke up this morning, and I looked at him, and I started crying just because of gratitude, really.
Yes.
Deep.
It makes me very happy for you.
Oh, and I could go on, but I'm so grateful for everything that is being offered through Living Compassion.
Good.
And I just want to say how do you say that again?
All right. Well, you continue to take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Listen to that still small voice.
Yeah.
All the way over there. All the way over there and right here with all of us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Esther.
I think we're losing you, Esther.
I think we're losing Esther, so we got to a good point.
Okay, Sherry, we have a couple more minutes. Shall we take another caller or move to our assignment?
I think we ought to move to our assignment simply because, you know,
it's
never going to be enough for me. Maybe enough for them, but it'll never be enough for me.
All right, here's our assignment. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth so we can listen twice as much as we speak. And what are we listening for, too? The negative voices in conditioned mind would be enthusiastic about our taking this information to mean we should spend twice as much time listening to the voices in our head as we spend speaking aloud. However, if we use the wisdom to guide us to listen twice as much for or to the still small voice of the wisdom, love, and compassion animating us, well, that's a wholly different proposition, isn't it? When we listen to the voices maintaining ego, we tend to say things self-hate will later beat us up for. When we listen to the messages of loving kindness coming from life, we tend to say things from the heart. Today, practice listening between the thoughts for the kindness coming from the unconditional. And when you speak, practice letting the heart speak.
Hmm. That's what we were just talking about with Beth.
Yeah, that exactly so. Exactly so.
It's very fun. All right.
Very fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry, and talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Treasure yourselves, everybody.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.